Welcome to the Weimar podcast of Government Policy, Real Estate, and You. I'm Liz Recchia, Government Affairs Director at Weimar. Today, we are sponsored by Randy Howell of Mortgage Power, Inc. Randy has been a great supporter of Weimar GAD events, and we thank him. Next time your client needs loan product information and wants to know not only how much they qualify to purchase, but information on various types of loans, call Randy Howell at Mortgage Power. The West Valley has blossomed over the past 12 months, and residents are finally seeing the promise West Valley has held become reality. The cities of the West Valley have been working together for the economic development good of the entire West Valley, and their cooperation is proving rewarding. This is not a complete list of projects, just a sampling of projects that have closed escrow or broken ground since October 2018. From this, you will get a sense of the West Valley expansion. You can read more about projects at www.weimargad.org. Click on Local News. Pulte and Shea have closed on pre-platted lots in Peoria near 75th Avenue and Jomax. Homes in this phase will be 1,700 to 2,600 square feet on smaller lots with pricing from the high 200,000s to the mid 300,000s. Scheduled to open early 2020. KB Homes is developing a 53-lot subdivision in Glendale at the southeast corner of 83rd Avenue and Northern. Homes will range from 1,400 square feet to 2,000 square feet with a base price estimated at $275,000. This project is scheduled to open in October 2019. Taylor Morrison purchased 137 lots at the southeast corner of Waddell and 175th Avenue at Heritage Farm in Surprise. Homes will range from 1,500 square feet to 3,200 square feet with pricing from the mid-200,000s to the mid-300,000s. Models are slated to open in the fourth quarter of 2019. Pulte purchased 126 lots at the Meadows in Peoria, near the corner of 95th Avenue and Pinnacle Peak Road in Peoria. Residences will range from 2,200 to 3,600 square feet, with pricing from the mid-300,000s to the low-400,000s. DBM Ventures is planning to build 793,125 square feet of spec industrial warehouse in Goodyear, near Van Buren and Bullard. The completion is slated for mid-2019. Goodyear Crossing Industrial Park has two new projects. Blue Buffalo Pet Products built a warehouse and distribution center for the Western United States and Asia. It's up and running now. Anderson Windows purchased 68 acres to build a manufacturing and distribution center serving the Western United States. Goodyear Crossing Industrial Park is located near Cotton Lane and Highway 85. KB Homes purchased 213 lots in Buckeye. They will be building homes ranging from 1,439 square feet to 2,541 square feet, priced from the low to mid 200,000s. The community name will be Encantada Estates and is scheduled to open in March 2019. D.R. Horton purchased more than 77 acres in the Toscano community at 83rd Avenue and Broadway. Homes will range from 1,500 to 2,500 square feet, and it's scheduled to open third quarter 2019. Joseph Carl Homes is back in business, looking for finished lots in the Phoenix metro area. For example, they recently purchased several lots in Riverbend. If you have a client with land enough for a small subdivision or several lots in an incomplete subdivision, you may want to contact Joseph Carl Homes. Toll Brothers is building 280 homes at the Meadows, southeast corner of Pinnacle Peak and Lake Pleasant Roads. This project is 694 acres. Homes will range from 2,200 square feet to 4,600 square feet. Pricing starts high 300,000s, and they plan to start selling in early 2019. Microsoft purchased 258 acres last September, just south of Goodyear Airport between Litchfield Road and La Comida. You can find a map of the purchased area at www.weimargad.org. Click on Maps. Avondale approved the redesign of Lakin Ranch. It's a large master planned community. It will have hiking trails, commercial, and residential. Avondale is investing heavily in their parks, and we had coffee with Mayor Weiss last August. He told us about several new projects. Go to www.weimargad.org, click on videos to see that coffee with the mayor. ADOT was at Weimar in January and gave us an ADOT update of their projects in the West Valley. The Fairway Drive off-ramp in Avondale was approved in December. You can go to www.weimargad.org, click on videos to see that full update on ADOT projects. Harvard Investments has purchased an 847-lot master plan community in Avondale called Verde Trails, west of 107th Avenue, along both sides of Broadway. The project will include residential and commercial projects. There are many more commercial and residential projects. This is an exciting time for West Valley development and hopefully for your business. Rental products new to the West Valley. We've always had short-term and long-term rentals in the West Valley, but since the crash, we've seen more renters than ever. Some of those renters are young adults and families trying to pay off student loan debt, start careers, and become financially stable. Some are older residents who lost their house and more during the crash. Some of them may never be able to recover the personal wealth they lost. Some may never be qualified to purchase a house again. And others have decided they just don't want the hassle of owning and maintaining a house. What these renters have in common is their love of the maintenance-free lifestyle, with resort amenities and a detached house with high-end finishes, a garage, and a small backyard. Enter the new subdivisions being built by Avia Homes, Christopher Todd, and BB Living. These builders are building new home subdivisions that are 100% rental, with 24/7 on-site maintenance, resort-style pools, spas, and recreation facilities. Here are three examples. Avia Homes, Sentara Crossing in Goodyear. This is the second project in Goodyear for Avia. This project opened in 2018 and consists of 184 detached homes in a gated community with 1, 2, and 3-bedroom floor plans. Priced at $1,200 to $1,612 a month, these homes rent right about the mid-range for Goodyear rental pricing. Christopher Todd on Greenway in Surprise. This is a gated, single-family, detached, single-story neighborhood. Christopher Todd prides themselves on their technology packages included in every home. This community is across the street from Ottawa University and Surprise City Hall. It consists of 1- and 2-bedroom homes from 668 square feet to 1,022 square feet, ranging in price from $1,195 to $1,470 a month. BB Living at Verado. This community is in the heart of Verado. It consists of 3- and 4-bedroom townhomes from 1,749 square feet to 2,470 square feet, with lofts and luxury finishes. When you rent in this community, you get access to Heritage Park pools, gym, and facilities. These homes rent from $1,635 to $1,795 a month. Clearly, this type of rental product is in demand. Next Metro, who builds Avia Homes, and Christopher Todd have announced plans to expand to several thousand units over the next several years in Phoenix metro area, with Christopher Todd announcing 25,000 new units in the next 10 years. BB Living and Toll Brothers announced in early 2019 they will be partnering to build high-end luxury rental home communities in the West Valley and Phoenix metro area. Pew Research conducted a study into the middle class in 2017. One of the reports detailed how the new middle class defines itself compared to the middle class of 20 years ago. The question posed was, what do Americans consider part of the middle class? Here's their breakdown. Middle class, 1991. 70% homeownership, 48% two or more cars, 46% a college education, 41% stocks, bonds, and other investments. 33% a white-collar job. Middle class 2012, 86% a secure job, 66% health insurance, 45% own a home, 37% college education, 28% stocks, bonds, and other investments. Middle class 2016, 89% a secure job, 86% ability to save money, 45% time and money for vacation, 41% own a home, 30% college education. Clearly, owning a home is no longer the overarching goal of American adults. Some of this can be attributed to residual effects of the Great Recession. Millennials would have been old enough to witness parents, relatives, and friends losing houses to foreclosure or short sale. In some cases, they may have been old enough to work and provide some family income. Some baby boomers lost substantial personal wealth during the Great Recession and either do not qualify to purchase a home or choose not to own a home again. Workers who see themselves as transitory usually choose to rent rather than own. There is an estimated one-third of the potential home purchase population who has chosen to rent long-term in order to pay down debt and save 20% or more for down payment. These long-term renters would be a great fill for your future funnel. Keep in mind, the last time this country saw a widespread depression in the 1930s, buyers started purchasing within 10 years, and by the mid-1950s, we were on our way to the largest home ownership numbers in the history of the country, with 20% down payments being the norm. The Depression generation purchased later, but their first home was not a typical first home. It was bigger and more luxurious. At the same time, their children started purchasing their first home. I know there's a popular notion that millennials are different than previous generations when it comes to home ownership, but maybe they are more like their great-grandparents. I'm Liz Recchia. Thanks for joining me today for this quick update. You can read more about the big projects, state legislative updates, and more at www.wemargad.org. And once again, thanks to Randy Howell at Mortgage Power for sponsoring our show today. Wemar Gad, advocating for private property rights, the right to private contract, and your business.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.